अष्टौ प्रकृतयो प्रोक्त्यात्रयो बहि तद्गुणा विकारा षोडशा चार्ये उमानेक समन्वया. नाउ वी आर प्रेजेंटिंग सेल्फ एनालिसिस. व्हाट इज दैट सेल्फ? प्रहलाद महाराज इज डिस्क्राइबिंग. दिस इज सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन. कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. A boy of 5 years old, because he has received the knowledge from the right source, he is presenting everything very competently and very scientifically. This is the beauty of knowledge received from the authority. So, now we have discussed this astau prakriti, age, differential elements, material elements. What is that? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and falsity. And these 8 elements are described in the Bhagavad Gita as separated energy. Separated energy, you will understand. Just like I am speaking and my speech is being recorded in the tape record. So, even I am not here, if you apply the machine, it will exactly speak like me. That is my energy. But now it is separate. It cannot be changed. Suppose I am personally sitting here, if I want to speak something, and I can change into another. But that machine cannot change. It will simply produce the sound what is recorded. That way it is separated in it. Similarly, these 8 elements, they are called separated energy. God, from God, an inconceivable potency, this energy has come out, this material energy. And it is acting mechanically, just like the same way, separate form. Nobody has got power to change, but it is working. It is working. And it is working so nicely because it is emanated from the absolute truth. It is appearing just like truth. Just like another example, if you find some beautiful doll in the shopkeeper's window, it appears just like exactly a beautiful, nice doll. But it is not. But how it looks so nice? It is the craftsmanship of the person who has manufactured that doll. Similarly, this separated energy, material energy, it is false, just like the God. Nobody is attracted, nobody is going to offer love to that doll girl. Because everyone knows this is false. Similarly, those who are intelligent, they are not interested to take any serious part in this material world. Because it is separated energy. And it is acting so nicely with the complication of 3 of nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. This is also a disturbance. But there are 3 gunas, and if you multiply it to 3 into 3 equal, it becomes 9, then 9 into 9 equal to 81, then go on, 81 into 81, it increases infinitely. So this energy is acting in such a way that those who are not in exactly knowledge, they are ill, they think disease and nature, material nature. But this material nature is temporary. Everyone knows it. As your body is temporary, it is born. It stays for some time. It grows. It becomes very beautiful. And it produces some byproducts, some children, for nice boys and girls. Then becomes old and then vanishes. The 6 10 years. Similarly, you should know anything material. They are under these 6 10 years. And when vanishes, it will never come back again. It finishes forever. Your this nice body, when it will vanish, nobody can get it back. Suppose one man's very beautiful son or daughter has died. There is no power in this world which can bring back that body again. That is not possible. Therefore, any sane man, any intelligent man, they should understand that this is false. Behind this body, what is there? That is being analyzed. This is self-analysis. The Prahlad Maharaj. Vikara Surusatya Jaitmanita Samanaya. Now, these 8 elements, they have changed by the interaction of the 3 gunas into another 16 items. What are the 16 items? The 10 items are the senses, 5 senses for acquiring knowledge and 5 senses for enjoying, and 5 Sanamatra are objects of sense enjoyment. Just like you have got your eyes, this is a sense for enjoyment. What is that? You want to see beautiful things. So there must be beauty. But this beauty is another change, and this eye is also another change out of those 8 elements. Similarly, you have got your nose. You want to smell very nice aroma. So there is. Nice aroma is there. If you have got nice flowers, you see, those flowers, how nice aroma is there. But everything, whatever you see, they are simply interaction of those 8 different differentiated energy and the 3 gunas, 3 qualities. So, this analytical study is called Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya philosophy, you have heard the name. They very nicely analyze this material elements, and this Sankhya philosophy of India is very much appreciated by European philosophers, because there are more or less materialists. But this Sankhya philosophy, Sankhya-kara, has become very popular in European circles. So, vikara surusastajo pumanita samanna. Now, within these text, 16 interactional presentation and 8 differentiated energy, it makes 24. Within these 24 interactions, this material energy and sitting, and so, spirit soul. Dehastu sarvasanghato jagat satsuriti vidha. Now, these 24, I must say, manifestation is called this body. And that body are also 2 kinds. What else? That some bodies are moving and some bodies are stationary, just like trees, plants. They are also living entities. They are also living entities, and we, human beings or animals, there are divisions. Several times we have discussed. There are 8 million and 400,000 species of life. out of these trees and plants, there are 2 million. And the aquatics, there are 900,000. Similarly, the bacteria, worms, and reptiles, they are Sabra Lakhavinsati, Kirmaya Rudra Sankha, 1,100,000. There is analytical study in the Vedic knowledge. they are experimented, and if you like, you can experiment yourself also, just like the information and that there are 900,000 of aquatics. If you have got power to study how many aquatics are there, you can corroborate, or 2 million of plants and trees and creepers, that also you can corroborate, but you get from Vedic literature these information. So, these are the different manufacturers, different presentations of this introduction of these 24 elements. Dehastu sarvasanghata jagat asuriti vibha. And this deha, this body, is divided into two classes of body. One class moving and one class not moving, standing, stationary. Atraiva mridga purusa neti neti ti kattayam. Now, if you are intelligent enough, then you can find out the purusha. Purusha means the enjoyer. I have got this body because I wanted a certain type of enjoyment. So nature has given me a certain type of body. You wanted certain type of enjoyment. The nature has given you a certain type of body. The tiger wanted a certain type of enjoyment. So it has got a certain type of body. Similarly, every one of us in the 8,400,000 of species of life, we have got different bodies, but the soul is there. The soul, the individual soul, is within the elephant, and the individual soul is within the bacteria. Bacteria you cannot find with your open eyes. You have to see with the microscope. So it has got the same soul. As the elephant has got the same soul, similarly, the bacteria has also got the same soul. Atraiva mridga purusha neti neti. Now we have to analyze. What is soul and what is not soul. That requires intelligence. Just like the other day I explained to you that if you think yourself, meditate and yourself, that am I this hand, am I this leg, am I this eye, am I this ear? Or you say, no, 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 I'm not this hand, I'm not this leg. You'll understand. If you meditate, you'll understand. But when you come to the point of consciousness, you'll say, yes, I'm this. This is meditation. This is meditation, analytical study of yourself. So, anna-vati-vekena, vivekena, usatātma. Those who are advanced in knowledge, so directly and indirectly, by contemplating, by meditation, they can find out. It is not difficult. The process is annaya, directly and vativekena, indirectly and vivekena. Vivekena means with deliberation. That this finger is, I am this finger. No, you are not this finger, because if you cut your finger, then you leave. Therefore, you are nothing. This is vivek. This is deliberation. Similarly, you can study. It is not very difficult. Prahlad Maharaj says, sarga sthana samamnone vimishtadvi rasattari annaya vachirikena vivekena usatatmana sarga sthana samamnone vimishtadvi rasattari. So, very soon, if you try to meditate what you are and what you are not by this analytical self-study, you can understand that you are not this body, you are this consciousness, and this consciousness, what is the consciousness? It is the effulgence of the soul. Consciousness is also not you are. It is just like this lamp has got some effulgence, illumination. Similarly, the soul has got illumination. That illumination is this consciousness. This illumination, this consciousness is also limited. Your consciousness, my consciousness, they are limited. You cannot perceive or understand what I am thinking. I cannot perceive or understand what you are thinking. If you are giving, I'm uncomfortable. I do not understand it. And if I am feeling happy, you do not understand it. In this way, if you make analytical study, you know that every one of us is individual. And we have got individual consciousness, limited consciousness, not extensive. The Mahavadi philosophers who mistake that I am unlimited consciousness. No. If you deliver it, if you think wisely, then you are not unlimited consciousness. Your consciousness cannot approach my perception. Therefore, I am limited consciousness. But because I have got consciousness, you have got consciousness, we are living souls. Therefore, the Supreme Soul, He has got His consciousness, and that is unlimited consciousness. This subject matter is very nicely described in the Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, you find that Khetragantyavimam vidhi sarvakhetresu pandava. Krishna says, then my dear Arjuna, this body is kshetra, is filled of activity. So your body is filled of activity, and similarly, there are all the living entities, they have got the different kinds of field of activity. But actor who is occupier of the field, he is called kshetrajna. And the field or this body is called kshetra. So in every kshetra or in every field, there is a owner of the field of activity. But so far I am concerned, I am situated in all the kshetras and all the fields. That means God is situated both within your heart, within my heart, in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvahutana ridvesa arjuna tishtati. This is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that the Supreme Lord, by His plenary expansion, by Paramatma expansion, He is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, what you are feeling individually, that is known to God. What you are thinking individually, that is known to God. What I am thinking individually, that is known to God. Therefore, we cannot hide anything from God. He is situated. So if you are sincerely in God's service, if you are sincerely in Krishna consciousness, He knows it. He knows it that you are not anxious. So He will give you intelligence so that you can make progress towards God. And if you don't want, if you want to make progress in this material change of body, then God will give you such intelligence so that you can make your advancement material. He has given you full freedom. Sarvasya chahang vidhi sannivishya. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will find this verse that He is situated in everyone's heart and is giving intelligence. If you want to enjoy this material world by changing the mind, because you have to change your body. You are making your next body in this body. There is no certainty what kind of body you are making, but you are responsible for making your next point, as I have several times discussed, that at the time of death, the mental condition will help you to have another next body, mental condition. So if your mental condition is very nice, whatever you think, God has given you a chance, you get next immediate. Similarly, if you think of Krishna, then your next body is Christ Krishna. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is so important. What is the advantage of Krishna consciousness? If you acquire the body like Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, then your botheration of this constant change of body, Rutta Rutta Holyate, you become released from this business. Nobody wants this. But because we want to enjoy this material world, so we have to accept it. So this is going. Sarvasya chaham yadi sannivishta buddhe jagranam sapna susupti iti vistaya jajinaiva anubhuyante so adhyatva purushappaha. Now he is giving another hint that we have got our three stages of activity. What are those? Intelligent, we are working intelligently while we are awake, just like we are not asleep. So whatever we work very intelligently, as far as we have got intelligence. Then, when we sleep, our intelligence stops. Then mind works. So according to the mind, mind is taking me sometimes, somewhere. I'm thinking that I'm flying. I'm thinking I'm on somebody's place, or I've become king, or I've become poverty, or somebody, some tiger is eating me. In so many things, you sleeping, you dreaming. This is another stage. Active stage, then sleeping stage. And then another stage is, which is called deep sleep. Deep sleep. Just like you are under chloroform or LSD. That is a kind of sleep only. It does not mean that you have become free from this material bondage. You are simply under some mental condition, sleeping condition, susupti. Just like our death. What is this death? Death means a sound sleep for 7 months. That's all. A sound sleep for 7 months. As soon as I give up this body, I enter into another body in sound sleep. And sound sleep, just like you are sleeping sound, somebody is taking us to another place. You do not know. I have got experience. I underwent some surgical operation. So I was under chloroform. So I did not know when I was operated, when I was in the operation table, then who brought me again to my bed. And in this way, I did not, but when gradually I got my consciousness, see, I remember still that I am sleeping and then I am dreaming, then I come to consciousness, active consciousness. See, this is the position. So there are three stages. So when you are very sound sleep, you do not know what is happening, but you are still there. You are not dead. Therefore, soul is never dead. Even it is unconscious, just remember this chloroformic condition, you are not there. Similarly, when you change your body, by nature's way, you wanted certain kind of body. So nature takes you. Nature takes you to such a father and mother, and you are placed into the semina of similar fathers. And by sexual intercourse, the father puts the semina in the mother's body, and the mother develops your body, particular. If you are put into the mother's dog, then you develop the body of a dog. And if you are put into mother's god, then you develop the body of a god. This is the process. Deva-netre. That carrying out from this body to another body, that is not in your hand. That is not scientific, scientist hand or experimental philosopher's hand. It is completely under the hand of the material nature. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says that Devi-jesa-agnamayi-mama-maya-durasthaya. The material nature is so powerful that your so-called fighting against the material nature is simply waste of time. You cannot, by material science, transfer yourself from this planet to another planet or according to your desire. No. That will be managed by laws of nature, material nature. So, you are transferred. You are transferred to a certain body and you develop a similar body and then you come out and enjoy. Because you wanted to enjoy a certain type of things, so unless you have got certain type of body, just like the hawk, it wanted to eat certain types of nonsense, so therefore it has been given the body so that it can very pleasantly eat stools. Without that hawk body, nobody can eat stools. So, our different kinds of body is being offered by material nature as we want it and we are enjoying this material world. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that buddhe jagranam sapta susutti ritivittaya ta jinaiva anubhuyante so dhaksa purusa paraha. Now, our point is, never mind what kind of body we are getting next, but I am existing. Whether I am intelligently working during the time when I am awake, or whether I am working under dreams, or whether I am being transferred to another body and I am having sound sleep under chloroform, I am this thing. I am the eternal soul. This is self-realization. So, under all circumstances, either this body or that body, either sleeping or working or under sound sleep, any condition, I am here. This is my identification. Evi sivarnai padjastai buddhi bhegai kriyadhoi sarupam mātmano buddhe gandhaid vāyu ibānnayās. So, how I am being carried to different kinds of body, although I am this eternal and existing, how? Now the very example is here, that gandhaid vāyu, just like vāyu means air. Air is passing through the garden of rose. So air is carrying the flavor. The aroma of rose is being carried by the air. Now the air is passing through some filthy place, obnoxious, very bad smell. So where is that? So air has neither this flavor, nor this bad or good, but as it is passing according to the association, it is getting certain type of flavor and aroma. Similarly, by your association, you are getting different types of body. If you make your association with Krishna consciousness, then you get sex, your Krishna body. And if you make your association with non-Krishna consciousness, then you will have this material body and you have to undergo birth and death. Repeatedly. Thank you very much. Any question?
Unconscious.
You are never unconscious.
And I experienced the 7 months of being in the state.
Yes. Yes. You are aware, but you are a little deep, just a deep sleep. Just like I remember my chloroform. Okay. So, I remember very slightly, but there is remember. The consciousness is still there, but sometimes it is cut down. So if you become Krishna conscious once, even at that time you are so-called unconscious, still Krishna is with you, he is not forgetful. He is not forgetful. Therefore, he will give you the proper result. Don't think that at the time of the death, because you have come completely out of consciousness, therefore there is frustration. No, there is no frustration. There is no frustration. Because your activities are already recorded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is situated within your heart. So therefore there is no question of frustration. You just practice. While you are in good health, while you are in good body, while you are in good consciousness, just practice this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the result is guaranteed.
So then physical change takes place in the body when you come
for... Yes, there are so many physical changes. We have seen it practically. Yes. Some of our students, so long you are here, you are so nice, you are so glowing. And as soon as you have slept, you have become just like damn nonsense. Yes. Your experience, practically. There are so many instances. Because my face is the index of mine. So similarly, what is going on within you, that will be reflected. That will be reflected. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked that, how can I understand one of the disciples? I inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can I understand that a man is in Krishna consciousness? He immediately replied, if you see a man, and at once you remember Krishna, you must know that he is in Krishna. It is recognized. By seeing the face, by seeing the appearance of a person, if you remember Krishna, you should know that this man is in Krishna consciousness. So there is change of physical feature also.
Mental manifestation
that
you feel
consciousness. Yes. Physical change, physical, I mean the body, is no impediment. Simply, because you are aloof from physical body, always, that we have explained. So if you take to Krishna consciousness, then your physical impediments will not be a check. You'll feel yourself transcendentally, joyous, in spite of your physical, present physical body. You'll, just like if you eat, you'll know yourself that you are eating, you are feeling strength, you are getting enlightened. Similarly, if you take this process of Krishna consciousness, in spite of your present physical body, you will know that you are having something transcendental. That feeling will come.
Is that feeling
of
the universe?
Huh?
The feeling of oneness with the universe.
Well, when you feel Krishna, that is, he is Krishna is the central point. If you know what is milk, then you know what is butter, what is cheese, what is sugar, everything. Because everything is milk product. So if you know Krishna, everything is Krishna product. So you know everything. That is universal knowledge. That is oneness. When you know what is milk, then in spite of so many varieties of preparation of milk, you know it is milk. That is oneness. When you know, understand Krishna, that whatever we are seeing in our presence, experiencing, there are different energies of Krishna. That's why you are sitting here, and if there is fire, you see the, by the light of the fire, it is illuminated. by the heat of the fire. You are feeling warm. So what about there is? It is due to fire. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means to understand Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, you understand everything that is stated in the Vedic language. Tasmineva vijyate sarvamedam vijyatam bhavanti. One who understands that one supreme, he understands everything. Immediately. There is no need of understanding separately or analyzing things separately. That will be seen. Krishna consciousness means real oneness. But that oneness is not of the oneness of the impersonalist. That oneness is a little different. It is called Shuddhadvaita, pure oneness. In spite of that being one Krishna, he is manifested by his different varieties of energy. Just like the fire. Fire is one. Electricity is one. But it is acting in different varieties. It is acting in your refrigerator, it is acting in your heater, it is acting in your machine, it is acting in your television, it is acting everywhere. But what is that electricity? Similarly, if you understand electricity, then you understand your whole thing one, but there are varieties. Just like in electricity, there are so many varieties of work. This is Krishna consciousness. This stuff is this.